Mom!
Well, it's definitely a gorgeous day to have the tremendous Mantown Mom Squad on the show each and every Wednesday. If you have yet to subscribe to our podcast, what are you waiting for? It's very easy at manttownjams.com. And a big shout out to our sponsor at Herzing University of Madison. Get yourself a fabulous career becoming a nurse right here in our community and helping out so many. Well, let's introduce these gorgeous ladies. First off, say hello to Miss Karina Crade. How are you?
Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm doing okay. I feel like we are over COVID. You know, it actually took about 4 to 5 weeks. I know I was talking to you guys about this like 3 weeks ago, but I feel more myself than ever. So we've been getting out and doing all the fun summer stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, we're good.
Happy to hear.
Thank you.
Miss Shanna Powell, where are you today in your house?
Well, I'm currently on the couch, but I feel like I'm probably going to have to move because the girls, of course, are still sleeping. The morning that, like, I kind of needed them to be, like, up so I could take them to camp, like, immediately when we're done is the morning that they're both still sleeping. But I think I can hear the pitter-patter of feet upstairs. So I'm thinking I'm going to try to figure out where I'm going to run and hide when they come barreling down the stairs needing, you know, things that really aren't needed or fighting about whatever. So we'll see. I may have to mute myself at some point, but Okay. Fingers crossed we can keep them maintained here.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, welcome. She is a quadruple threat. I mean, she's even more than that. Of course, we're talking about the very talented Miss Dr. Jasmine Zapata. Hi, Jazz. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Krista.
Hi.
And everybody, all our listeners.
Yeah. Well, how have you been, girl? Busy?
I've been doing well, just taking one day at a time and appreciating life.
Oh, well, that's fabulous. Well, listen, I'm really excited. I know all the ladies are for your special guest that is on today.
Me too. I'm so excited. So as you know, with the Madtown Mom Squad, we've had different episodes before about Beyond Beautiful, which is a book that I wrote about your true beauty not being on the outside, but on the inside, and it's for young girls. And so we've done shows about that before, but I'm so excited because we have been able to partner with the YMCA to bring it to turn it into a summer camp. And so today we have an amazing, amazing guest who just does so much for the community and for young people, Kristen Favish, who's the Director of Financial Development at the YMCA. And we have her as a special guest today. So let's give her a virtual round of applause.
Yay!
Welcome, Kristen.
Yay!
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So just to start out, can you just tell us a little bit about how you got started with the YMCA and a little bit about what drew you there and why your work is so important?
So I actually started as a volunteer for the American Cancer Society many years ago and learned I had a passion for fundraising and event planning. So I took what I had been doing in my professional life, which was sales, and turned it into sales for a fundraiser, and am able to now go out into the community and sell the amazing things that we do at the YMCA to area businesses who then partner and sponsorship all the amazing things that we do for youth and seniors and all the different ways that we help people at the Y.
Wow. That is so wonderful. Kristen, this is Karina.
Yep.
Hi. I was just looking at some of the photos that Jazz was putting up on Facebook about Beyond Beautiful at the YMCA and all that. And I just want to say, like, you both you women are just really inspiring to me. So thank you for that. And like Dr. Jazz said, you guys partnered together. Can you tell us a little bit more about the camp and what's going on and why positive youth development activities like that are so important for our children?
Yeah. So the 10-week empowerment camp is happening. We have 13 girls that are attending every Tuesday, and we have 14 girls that are coming every Thursday. And they get 1 hour of the empowerment camp with Dr. Jazz and her staff, and then the second hour they get to participate in just different Y things. So last night we were at the splash pad. We've had open gym time. They were in the Gaga pit. Still to come is a night in the pool. And then the very last night, they're actually going to take a workout class. So we're going to send them off with a bang. But it's important. This program is absolutely amazing for these girls in many different ways in that The Y is committed to focusing on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. And this program works with all three of those things all in one. And so we want to do whatever we can to help nurture kids and teens and empower them to lead, you know, inspired, successful lives. And this program is doing just that. But there's also a physical side to it in that second hour, and the benefits that come from that are incredible as well. So the 2 hours that they get to spend every week at the Y is just, it's amazing for them. And it's been a really cool thing to watch. I didn't really know all that much about it as we got started. And so the things that I've learned in the last, we're in week six now, has been incredible. And Dr. Jazz's program is pretty cool.
So I want to join.
I want to be in it.
yeah, I know. I want to go too. Like So Naya is involved in this camp, but I'm mm-hmm. so will forever be grateful for Dr. Jazz for, you know, extending the invitation for Naya to come, because it's, as a parent, you know, seeing the positive of what's coming out of this is just, it really makes me teary. I mean, it's just such a beautiful evening. It's one of the highlights of Naya's week. Although she comes super tired because she has camp all day, and she's like usually kind of a zombie the first couple of minutes, I think, because she's always hungry and tired. But then when I pick her up, you can see just, she's just lighter. She just is happy. And I know that, I think it was maybe the second Thursday, Kristen came up to me and told me that she had lost her dad as a child, and that she had kind of, you know, Naya had spoke about losing her dad almost, I think it was maybe the first night of Beyond Beautiful. And I think that was to be able to bring that out in her, because she doesn't talk about it a lot. So for her to feel comfortable enough immediately to share that it just was amazing, because it obviously showed that she was comfortable and that she felt like she could be herself. And that's what I always want her to be, is herself, no matter how, whatever that is, be that. And that this is bringing it out in her. So I thank Dr. Jazz and Kristen this is just a beautiful thing. But so that's my favorite highlight, is just everything about it. I don't think I could pick one highlight. The red carpet event was amazing. But Kristen, what are some of the highlights for you with Beyond Beautiful Summer Camp?
Yeah, so Naya definitely is up there as one of my favorite kids. Don't tell the rest, but I do love her and her ability to share her story and such. So she has come a long ways as well. But the other thing is, there's also three other girls in particular that when they came in were very shy, stood against the wall, didn't really want to participate necessarily, but kind of took it all in and listened. And now going into this week, they're sitting at the table, they're participating, they're getting a little over their shyness, and just seeing the transformation of them as kids that have come a long way to now participate in everything has been really cool to see, because they're having a good time. Last night we actually had slime kits, and so there's actually two sisters that were then participating in that and just having a good time and being a kid. And not worrying about the shyness and the things that go with it. So I think that might be one of my favorite parts, is watching the kids grow just in these last few weeks.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet. Yay, Naya. She's a rock star. Once again, Madtown, we have Kristen Fabish, Director of Financial Development at the YMCA. And we're talking about the importance of positive youth development programs with the ongoing Beyond Beautiful, thanks to Dr. Jasmine Zapata. So, Kristen, in what ways can we support this fabulous mission? Of course, with the YMCA, it's everything for these kiddos, especially for them to be able to expand these programs with Beyond Beautiful.
Yeah, so you can contact me directly at the East YMCA, or you could go to the YMCA, YMCABane.org, which is our website, and learn some more information on there. I'd be happy to go through, give you a tour, show you how the Y works, go through some of our programs and some of that information. I can give you my email. I'm not sure anybody can write that down at the moment, but it is kfabish@ymcadane.org.
Love it.
Woo! Thank you so much, Kristen. And before we end, we have all the girls always do this at the end of every session. We ask them, what makes you beyond beautiful? So to close us out, Kristen, I'm going to go ahead and ask you that. Tell us one thing that makes you beyond beautiful, and then we'll hand it over to Krista to close us out.
I would say one thing that makes me beyond beautiful is my
spirit and willingness to help others.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Thank you. I want to make friendship bracelets with you girls.
That'd be fun.
We got to do it.
I know.
That'd be fun. They did make bracelets at the red carpet event. They got Naya still got her little box of all these. They were just awesome. Aww. All these little jewels and stuff. So cool.
So cute. Camp is everything. What a beautiful gift. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for coming on the Madtow Mom Squad to speak about this fabulous, you know, time that kiddos can enjoy along with Beyond Beautiful. Dr. Jasmine, thank you so much for having Kristen on today. And I just wish the best for all of you ladies to have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
You too.
Love it. All right, Madtown, make sure you subscribe again to our podcast at madtowngems.com. And a big shout out once again to Herzing University of Madison. Get yourself a career as a nurse today. Thanks, ladies.